It has been a day of tough questions for the White House following a series of revelations about what the president was told of threatened airplane hijackings prior to September 11th. The White House has said the warnings they received mentioned Osama bin Laden, but there was nothing specific about the kind of attack the hijackers would carry out. Still, today there were calls from Capitol Hill for a broad new investigation, as NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The president got word of a potential hijacking plot by al-Qaeda operatives during the first week of August. He was spending the month at his Texas ranch, and in his daily intelligence briefing there, a CIA official told him of the threat. But National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, in a White House briefing late this afternoon, said there had been nothing in the briefing that said an al-Qaeda hijacking was going to happen or might happen. The briefing, she said, had been a review of the potential threat posed by bin Laden's group in general, and that as such, it didn't even rise to the level of a warning.
I don't think anybody could have predicted that these people would take an airplane and slam it into the World Trade Center, take another one and slam it into the Pentagon, that they would try to use a hijacked airplane as a missile.
Earlier in the day, White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer had been pressed as to why the White House had not previously revealed the August warning. He said and repeated several times that it wasn't mentioned because the nature of the warning did not foresee the actual terrorist act carried out. Fleischer was also asked why this potential threat was never viewed alongside other incidents around the country and the world, including a memo from an FBI agent in Phoenix warning about the large number of Middle Eastern men enrolling in U.S. flight schools, or the case of Zakaria Moussaoui in Minnesota. Moussaoui was arrested in August after arousing suspicion as a flight student who wanted to learn how to fly, but not to take off or land commercial airliners. Why, Fleischer was asked, didn't the administration put this together with intelligence gathered in the Philippines and in France about Islamic militants plotting to crash planes into the CIA and the Eiffel Tower? Fleischer would only say the dots were never connected and that the country had not been on the high alert that it is on now.
The simple answer to that is, as a result of September 11th, our government learned a lot of things. There were a lot of lessons to be learned, and a lot of changes were made as we evolved from a nation in peacetime to a nation at war.
But on Capitol Hill, Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle expressed grave concern about the news. He said he had never been told of the early August threat linked to bin Laden. Daschle said that it's impossible to say if the attacks of September 11th could have been prevented, and that it's important not to jump to any conclusions at this point.
It clearly raises some very important questions that have to be asked and have to be answered. Why did it take 8 months for us to receive this information? And secondly, what specific actions were taken by the White House in response?
At the White House today, there were questions about what was done by the administration. National Security Advisor Rice says that all appropriate agencies were notified, but not the public, because the threat contained no specifics, no dates or locations.
Even in retrospect, even in hindsight, there was nothing in what was briefed to the president that would suggest that you would go out and say to the American people, look, I just read that a terrorist might hijack an aircraft. They talk about hijacking an aircraft once in a while, but have no specifics about when, where, under what circumstances.
But even the carriers, the airline companies themselves, say they were given no indication of a heightened threat of hijacking. A spokesman for the Air Transport Association said in a statement today that he was not aware of any specific warnings or notifications in advance of September 11th, and senior pilots said they were not told of any heightened state of alert. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.